Getting pretty tired. It's kind of late. I've had a really good time today. It's been nice, you know, getting to spend a bit more time with you. Yeah, I had a lot of fun on our little fishing trip last week. Yeah. Oh, you like it when I scratch your head like that? Yeah. You're so weird. I mean, not like I want to talk, but you're definitely a strange one. But yeah, it's you really talked to me about a lot today. Yeah, I just want you to know that I support you, you know? This kind of thing is never easy. I have had a lot of friends go through this kind of thing, right? Where you're super comfy with your gender or identity or whatever. But just know that right here, you're appreciated, valued, and honestly, I think that with a little bit of work, you'll make an excellent girl. You kind of do already. But yeah, it's, I know it's like Pride Month and stuff. I kind of wanted to take you to an event that's coming up. Mm-hmm. And it was something you had mentioned. You know, you don't have a lot of clothing. You know, like the kind of clothing that you'd like to wear. So maybe tomorrow, after we get a bit of rest, I could take you thrift shopping and we could find some good clothes for you. Yeah? Yeah. Oh, you are just adorable. One other thing. I know. I've been doing a lot of stuff for you recently, and I don't know if that's making you uncomfortable, but there was one more thing that I wanted to give you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Yeah. it's something a little weird, you know. I have a pretty good idea of your little interests and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I wanted it to be a bit of a surprise. I always like to see your cute little reactions to when I'm nice to you. But yeah. I'll go ahead and let you open it. It's in that box on the table. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Oh, you look very happy. You already put them on. Oh my god. Okay. Those look really good on you. So eager. Hey, come here. Yeah, let me just hold you. And I can scratch your head and tell you just how much I care about you. No matter how you change, you'll always be the same person that you've always been. You're just, you know, trying to change your image so it lines up better with who you really are. You know? Yeah. And that, you know, for what it's worth, I think you are a very good girl. Oh, don't get fussy with me. That's true. You're a very good girl. Oh, you seem to like that. I won't say it too much. Maybe just one more time. You are a very, very good girl. Oh my. Gosh. It's been just such a wonderful past few weeks. Getting to spend more time with you. Getting to know you better. I've learned so much about you. And every little thing that I learn, I get just a little bit more interested. Oh God, you just here close to me. I can just feel how warm you are, and when I scratch your head, you move into it. This is nice, you know? And I am glad that I think these things help you. At least I hope they do. You seem to be, you know, more at ease than usual. Yeah. Well, gosh, you are so pretty. I'm gonna be honest. I wasn't super surprised when you told me that you were, you know, you like identified as female. Did not surprise me at all. But I'm glad that you've decided to take this step. It can be really difficult, and I just want you to know I'm gonna be here to support you, and I know some resources that you can reach out to for some help with this kind of thing. And I can introduce you to some of my friends that have gone through this kind of thing. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm about ready to head over to the bedroom. Yeah? If you get what I mean. It's about time. Well, it seems to have gotten your attention. Come on. Come on, Goober. Let's get off the couch. You look pretty good with those cat ears that I got you. And your collar. It makes me really happy that you've been wearing that. Every time we've spent time together since I got it for you, you always have it on. Very good girl. And I know I've brought it up before, but you have an impressive butt. Yep. It's true. Yeah. Hey, come here. All right, let's move on to the bed before I get too distracted. All right, just take a seat on the bed. Make yourself comfortable. Gosh, you are just so pretty. I have a few things that I've wanted to try with you. I've got some restraints, you know, like some cuffs and stuff. And I've got some rope too. Would you like to try any kind of bondage stuff? Yeah? Oh. All right. I promise you're gonna enjoy this, okay? Alright, I think maybe for tonight, since this is our first time, maybe we'll just use the cuffs, okay? Alright, let's just arrange these pillows so you're nice and comfy. Make sure your head's supported. All right, and I'll just take your left wrist. Thank you. And I'll wrap this around your wrist. And I will wrap the other end to the bedpost. There you go. It's not too tight, is it? It's not too loose either. Okay. Just let me know if it's uncomfortable, okay? Okay. Alright. I'll do your right wrist. You gasped a little bit. It's cute. And we'll connect that to the bedpost. And again, it's not too tight. Yeah, it looks about right. Wow. All right, I can't get too distracted. I still gotta get your ankles. Okay. All right, let's do your left ankle. There we go. And your right. Okay, so is that, it's all comfy, you're like pretty secure, but not, it's not too tight. Okay. One more thing. I've got this little cat blindfold for you. Would you like that? Yeah? Okay. Here you go. God, you are gorgeous. I probably should have taken your clothes off before tying you up. I got a little carried away. You know what? I think we can make do with this. What do you think? Yeah? Gosh. Okay. I think what I'm going to do. The last time you were over here, I used a little vibrator on you. But I think this time, we're gonna use something a little bit more powerful. Have you ever used one of these before? A little wand? I guess it's not little, it's kind of big, actually. And I guess you can't see what am I talking about. You seem to enjoy the last vibrator I used on you. This might be a little bit more intense, but, you know, I don't even have to take off your clothes. See? Watch this. Oh my god. Yeah? You seem to enjoy that. You're making just the cutest sounds right now. You're trying so hard to wiggle, but you can't. Oh my god. Hey. You're a good girl. You're such a good girl. Oh my god. You are so fucking beautiful. Oh, I can. You are so fucking wet right now. I can see you leaking through your pants. Yeah? There's a little dark spot right there. I think we'll just keep those on and just turn up the power just a little bit. Oh. Hey, as pretty as those sounds are, I think I want your mouth real quick. Yeah. God, you taste really good. Did you put lip gloss on? I am pretty sure you did. You don't have to say. Oh my god, you are loving this. Hey, would you be opposed if I bit your neck a little bit? Yeah? Just a little. Just a little. Oh, you seem to really like that. Making a lot of sounds. A little good girl. Wow, sorry, might leave a mark. Yeah, you think you're getting kind of close. Okay. Just hold that for me, okay? For just a little bit longer. Can you do that? Here, I'm gonna take that away for a second. Okay. When I put this back, I'm gonna give you a countdown. And I need you to come for me when I hit zero. Okay? Be a good girl for me. And come when I tell you to. Alright. I'm putting it back. There you go. Oh. Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Just a little bit longer, dear. Oh, you are leaking so much. Oh my god. Just a little bit longer. Okay. I'll let you come. Okay. 2. Just a little bit more. 1. Yeah, that's right. Just let it all go. Oh my god. Good girl. Such a good girl. Let me get those cuffs off you. Yeah. Did you enjoy that? Yeah. Oh, we can try that again tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow I can tie you up with the ropes. Mm-hmm. I also got a gag. Some other things, if you're into that. Alright, there you go. Do you want me to take the blindfold off? Yeah, we can just leave it on. Come here. Yeah. I'll just cuddle you for a little bit. You really are gorgeous. And God, you, just the sounds you make are incredible. Yeah. Thank you for, you know, letting me indulge in some of my little activities. I know that you like this kind of stuff too, but I really enjoy this. Gosh, I don't know about you, but like, I'm really tired. Yeah, can we just go to sleep? I don't want to leave, but I just want to hold you. We can get cleaned up when we wake up. Or, I guess, just you. I know for a fact that you are a mess right now. You can get cleaned up if you want, I guess, but I'd kind of prefer it if you just stayed here with me. Yeah. Well, I think I'm about ready to go to sleep. So, good night. I love you. I know that's kind of a serious thing to say, but I think that's how I feel. How do you feel about all this? Oh, you love me? Oh, oh my God. That makes me really happy. I am glad to hear that you feel the same way. I know you feel like I'm doing a lot to help you, but you've done a lot to help me too. Just being here and spending time with me and putting up with all my silly little things. I think tomorrow we're gonna have a lot of fun. We can go thrift shopping and then afterwards I think tomorrow I'd be in the mood to just absolutely destroy you. I know how you like that. But right now, like I said earlier, I am very tired. I'm gonna go ahead and go to sleep with you here in my arms. Good night. I love you.